USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now reacting to reports that some members of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team are dissatisfied with Attorney General William Barr's initial characterizations of that final Russia report.
I think he's laid out very clearly what his assessment is and have full confidence in that.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders dismissing the claims made in the New York Times.
Look, I have full confidence in the Attorney General and his assessment. He's one of the most respected members of the law community in the country.
AG Barr released the four-page summary of the Mueller report, and in it he claimed there was no evidence of the Trump campaign conspiring with Russia and it didn't make a call on whether the president obstructed justice. FBI Director Chris Wray is testifying at a House hearing at this hour on global threats to the United States, and Wray says they've never been greater, and he's warning against complacency. And this is USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
A teenage boy found in Kentucky claims to be Timothy Pitson, an Illinois boy who disappeared in 2011 when he was six. The boy telling police yesterday he was able to escape captors and run across a bridge into Kentucky. Timothy Pitson's aunt says,
"We hope it's true. What's hard is the story that he escaped from captors, and your mind goes in too many directions that you don't want to think about."
After Pitson disappeared in 2011, his mom was found dead in Rockford, Illinois, of an apparent suicide. Three more women now say former Vice President Joe Biden touched them in a way that made them feel uncomfortable. One of them, a former White House intern, telling the Washington Post Biden pressed his forehead to hers and told her she was a pretty girl. A total of seven women have now accused Biden of similar types of behavior. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The pilots on that doomed Ethiopian Airlines jetliner followed all the procedures provided by Boeing as they fought to keep the 737 MAX from crashing minutes after takeoff. That's the finding of the first official report on that February crash that killed all 157 people on board. Ethiopia's transport minister telling reporters a short time ago the crew performed all the procedures provided by Boeing but were still unable to control that 737 MAX. The transport minister says investigators didn't find any foreign object damage. There had been speculation the plane might have hit birds that might have damaged the engines. Immigration officials are working to deport nearly 300 people arrested in the biggest worksite raid in more than a decade. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arresting 280 people yesterday at a cell phone repair center in the suburb of Dallas. ICE had gotten tips that CVE Technology might have hired people the company knew were illegal immigrants. An ICE agent tells reporters some workers at the center were using fraudulent ID documents. And Google Assistant users can now enjoy the voice of singer John Legend. The tech giant making the announcement yesterday, the singer is voicing the virtual assistant for at least a limited time in the U.S., including weather forecasts, singing happy birthday, and personal anecdotes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.